Tools. Get the job done right with Irwin Tools. Available at Bunnings.
Hey everyone, it's Luke, Dobbo and Margo, and on today's show you're going to find out how Dobbo's little pecker went at the Ecker. Did Dobbo's little pecker get a ribbon? You'll find out coming up really soon. Also, it's Friday, so we take your nominations for Tool of the Week. And Margo, she reckons that she's really dopey when it comes to answering questions from her kids, but she's not alone. There's a few of us that got to put our hand up in that category, and you'll hear all of that and a heap more if you listen to this. It's The Catch-Up, and it's starting for you right now.
It's Friday afternoon. You got the Rush Hour. Luke Dobbo and Margo Parker. Friday afternoon, but for everyone else, it is Dobbo's favourite day, Ecker Friday. Come along, meet a farmer at the Ecker. It is on from today through to the 19th. Tickets through ecker.com.au. And Dobbo, you had your big day out today. You can see everything that went on our Instagram story. Just go look up Luke Dobbo and Margo Parker on our Instagram page.
Yeah, I went out with a beautiful family today. But today was about my
judging day, right?
Judging day for Dobbo's little pecker, my Plymouth Rock Bard show hen that I've prepared over the course of the last 8 weeks of preparation. Today was a culmination of a lot of hard work for me and for my team. Will Dobbin, my son, and Kylie Gibb, my fiance. Now, what I didn't let everybody else know is that Will and Kylie also had a stud hen in there with me.
Different hens,
but right. We all had
So you had individual. Three chickens in the show.
What I want to tell everybody is we had a great result. Dobbo's little pecker came second.
And no I, way.
Yeah, came second.
Oh, yep. You're joking.
Nah, came Good second.
Job, look, Dobbo, look, honestly, this is the first time that you've ever entered.
Ever entered a hen.
How came many chickens second. Were there?
There was 17 in the class.
Good but job.
The problem
Dobbo's
was...
little pecker. Dobbo's little pecker came second. Yeah. That's amazing.
Great
mate.
Job. Well, yep. The problem was the winner... Well, it's not a problem. The winner who won was a champion and won grand champion hen for the class.
So they not only took out their section, they took out the whole... What,
all the
all
breed.
All of the
all
chickens.
All the breed, yeah.
Oh,
and
God.
That was won by my fiance, Kylie Gibb.
So, hang on. So, you know, because, Dobbo, you were the man
I'm
behind all of this.
It. I'm not
no,
happy about
be
this
honest,
at all.
Because you would have decided which one was going to be your little pecker, which one was going to go to Kylie, which one was going to go to Will. Did you honestly select what you considered to be the best one for yourself and
yes.
enter that? Yes, you
yes,
did.
Oh, yeah.
No.
And Kylie
did
won.
Did you give her the worst one you could
well,
think
I
of?
Thought what I thought was the worst. And she's gone up and scooped the whole lot.
Turns out you're not very
she's
good after all.
Well, mate, second is, I mean, bloody good, but, I mean, you're not a champion like Kylie is, who we've got joining us right now. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done.
I'm going to win a chicken dinner, eh?
Well, you're not having chicken for dinner, I hope. Hey,
KG, like, obviously you know a lot about this chick breeding sort of stuff. Obviously, Dobbo's got a bit to learn when it comes to showing his little pecker. Would that be a fair statement to make, given that you're the grand champion?
I'll give him some tips when we get home.
Did Dobbo's little pecker just not size up against your hen, KG?
Actually, don't know which one was which, but anyway.
KG, is it fair to say now that your chicken is the prize-winning chicken, it's the grand champion, is it fair to say that you're disappointed with Dobbo's little pecker?
Not at all.
You're not at all.
Places where it belongs.
Well, I know Dobbo will be upset with you for just swooping in and taking his long, long life dream of winning a sash at the Ecker.
One of my goals.
You've
my
taken
life.
His title.
That's it.
Yeah, it's shattered. I am shattered. One of
shattered.
My lifelong dreams was be to win the Ecker. And
you
I've
got
been...
beaten by your fiance.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've either got champion status or not. And it would appear that Dobbo, unfortunately, your little pecker has not got that champion status.
Oh, can we
status,
stop?
Mate.
Look.
And what, Kylie that's... has ruffled some feathers, I believe, Luke.
Hey, congratulations to Kylie.
Thank you.
Grand champion Thanks. From the Ecker. Well done, Kylie.
What a disgrace.
Champion hen.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No. It's Tool of the Week.
Hey, cool prize up for grabs if you have a Tool of the Week nomination. Now's the time to hit the phones to give us who you think should be crowned Tool of the Week. Can I go first, guys? I've got a nomination.
Go for it.
It's me. I haven't told you guys this story, but when was it? Must have been like, I think it was last weekend. I think it was Saturday night. I've recently moved from Broadbeach Waters to Southport. When I say recently, it's like 6 weeks ago or so. But the other night, I finished doing the weather on Channel 9. I jump in the car and I dead set must have been on just automatic pilot because I drive home, I get to the front gate, I go to click a buzzer to open the front gate. I've driven to the wrong house. I drove back to Broadbeach Waters. Yeah. I was doing the weather 2 minutes from my new place. And it's about the sixth time that I've done that. I've never actually driven all the way back to my old place, but I have found myself about six times on my way to my old place.
And they're not far from each other either.
It's a good 10 minutes.
You're not an idiot, Luke. You know what you are?
What am I, mate? You're the tool of the week. What do you got, Dobbo?
I don't want to go too political, but we love the Great Barrier Reef. But and I'm very much a liberal orientated human being.
Geez, you've gone political, I've got to tell you.
For the government to give $440 million to the Great Barrier Reef when they haven't even asked for it, when they give a lot of funding and only come up with $160 million for all the farmers in Australia who provide the food for the nation, get yourself checked in to hospital because you have got no bloody brains. You need farmers. You need the reef. But you can't not give the farmers... $440 million you give the reef.
Did you say you weren't going to get political?
Yeah. Anyway.
The tool of the week. I've got a couple, Luke, but I'll do the best one and the most obvious one. This week there was an article written in the paper about my husband, Corey. Phil Rothfield, for your incorrect article in the paper, you are my...
The tool of the week. There you go.
And then the guy that made me run into the boom gate yesterday and crash my car.
He made you.
1 week. Save him. Save him, mate.
We look forward to this time next week when Margo tells us the boom gate story.
Hit the phones. Great prize up for grabs. We'll take your nominations coming up next.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No. It's tool of the week.
Yeah, look at our phone lines going into meltdown here with people with nominations for Tool of the Week. Let's take a couple of calls, shall we? Why not start at Merrimack with Jeff? What do you got for us, mate?
Me boss, mate.
Oh, what's he done?
He made me move 1,000 quick bricks, which are double the size of a normal brick, to one spot. And then I had to move them all the way back to another spot.
Hey, Jeff, what did you do wrong, mate?
Yeah.
Because that sounds like a punishment to me. That sounds like...
I done nothing wrong, mate. I swear to God, I worked my ass off this week, mate. I thought it was going to be easy day Friday. Not for Jeff today, buddy.
Hey, Jeff, why do they call them quick bricks if they're twice the size of normal bricks? Because you
can build a wall twice as quick.
I see. Well, it's quick for everyone.
Yeah, can't move them twice as quick, though, I'm sure.
Quick for everyone other than you, mate. All right. Okay, let's crown your boss, mate.
Okay, yeah. You can only put 20 in a wheelbarrow at one time where you can normally put 56 bricks in a wheelbarrow.
You're the tool of the week. All right, hang there, Jeff. Let's chat to Ray from Hurston. Who are you nominating for tool of the week, Ray?
Yeah, I'm going down similar lines to Dobbo, except I'm nominating the Queensland government for only donating $100,000 to the Farmers' Appeal when plenty of the banks who we all hate at the moment gave millions. Yep. And there was even a kid who had that five for a farmer.
Yep.
And even he donated over 50 grand the last time I heard. So I'm nominating the Queensland government.
Yeah, I'm with you, mate. You're Shane. The tool of the
week. 100 grand. You know that the Queensland government have had functions where they've spent more than that on alcohol.
Westpac donated $100 million. Our own government, where the drought is, 100,000.
Hey, good on you, Ray. Let's go our last nomination. Matty from Burpengary. What do you got for us, mate?
Oh, it has to be Gus Gould.
Yeah. Say no more. Go on, Matt.
It's just a standard feature for him, isn't it?
Yep.
I saw him on the footy show last night after the footy, and he dead set. Look, I actually like Gus, and I know it sort of goes against the grain, particularly here in Queensland, but I dig the guy. But did he shove his head inside a beehive or something? He does his eyes and everything looks so swollen. What's your gripe, Matt?
He doesn't need a coach over there. He needs a puppet.
Right, that's true. All right, hey, good.
I am with Dobbo. I think they're a little bit too much on the reef, but it should be 50-50. How else are we going to sustain reef and beef night?
100%.
All right, well, let's crown a winner. Jeff from Merrimack nominating his boss, Ray, the Queensland government, and Matt nominating Gus Gould and throwing in a zinger at the end there.
Yeah, Matt's got to get it just for the gag, I reckon.
Matt, all right, buddy. Well done.
Thanks,
tell you what, you have scored yourself a double pass this weekend. You're heading along to see UFC's Georges St-Pierre in an evening with Georges St-Pierre at the Brisbane Convention Centre. It's on the 12th of August, so enjoy that, Matty.
I will do. I'll hand it over to my son. It's his birthday the other day, so.
Beautiful.
Well, good stuff, Matty. Now, we had that Queensland derby last night, the Broncos and the Cowboys. Another Queensland derby coming up this weekend, the Firebirds and the Lightning. A netball grand final spot potentially up for grabs. Mm. And one of the true legends of the game, the great Laura Geitze, joining us next. A big game of netball this weekend. It's the Queensland derby. We got the Firebirds up against the Sunny Coast, I believe, for a spot in the grand final. But let's get it straight from the legend's mouth. Laura Geitze from the Firebirds joining us right now. G'day, Laura. How are you?
Hello. Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Good. Have I got that right? Is this for a spot in the grand final that you guys are playing for?
I wish. We're the minor semi. We're playoff of 3 and 4. So we're sudden death, unfortunately.
Right.
The winner will go on to a prelim and then on to the grand final. So,
How's the coincidence that in the NRL we've got the local derby, Broncos taking on North Queensland, and then you guys up against the Sunny Coast. Is it a similar vibe, Laura, when you come up against the Sunny Coast?
It's really funny because I was asked that the last time we played them, which was a few rounds ago, and I said I just don't feel that there's that real rivalry between the Firebirds and the Lightning. And as I said that, it was, you know, a bit more of a friendly fire, I suppose you could say, but we ended up losing by one goal in that last time that we met. So I think the rivalry is well and truly alive come Sunday. And as I just mentioned, it's sudden death, so everything's on the line.
You guys have been playing pretty well. I went and watched you against Adelaide last weekend, and it was a great game. I'd never been to the netball before.
It's exciting, isn't it?
Missing out. Yeah.
And you give it to each other. Like I know it's not a contact sport, but
yeah.
Mate.
And Laura was getting penalties left, right, and centre. She was up against
story
some
of my life.
What you don't know about Laura Geitze is that she could arguably be one of the most aggressive humans you could ever meet when she goes on the court.
Is that a fair comment, Laura?
Oh, yeah, look, it probably is. I think that's I do have a good dose of white line fever. But we've been really lucky because we've had quite a few home games to bring home the end of the season, and we've got some really great momentum from playing at home. So hopefully we can – well, this is really our last opportunity on Sunday to play in front of our home crowd. So it's exciting.
Talking about exciting, I can hear a little noise in the background. That's obviously Barney, your son. How is juggling motherhood and playing professional sport?
Yeah, Dobbo, it's full on. It's been, you know, at the end of the day, it was my choice to do it. So I don't like to, when the challenges arise, I don't like to, whinge too much about it, I suppose you could say, because I have to remind myself that it was my choice. But it's full on, you know. I said to the girls the other day, you girls get to go home and have a nap after training. I'm going home to mother, which is training's probably more of a walk in the park than mothering at times, especially with an active little toddler. But it's awesome. I love it, and I wouldn't change a thing.
I love it when Geitze went back to the Firebirds, and we were talking about this, and you rocked up to the first training, and everybody's cars are like these hotted up young girls who are elite athletes. Geitze's got the four-wheel drive with a baby seat in the back, and she's backing in. She's like, how out of touch am I these days?
I just needed to keep driving around that ring road at QAS and straight back out, I think.
And what about Barney? Look, does he understand that you're a great netballer? Is he into netball, even though he's only, you know, really young at this stage?
Yeah, he's only 18 months, so it's past him. But he does, like, Mark brings him to all the home games, and he understands the atmosphere. And even at Comm Games earlier in the year, he just loves crowds and music and entertainment. So He loves the games, but obviously in terms of understanding, he's a little bit too young at the moment.
Well, I'll tell you what, from a, you know, just a Queensland fans' point of view, I guess the good thing from our perspective is that regardless of what happens, we're going to have one Queensland team at least playing off for a spot in the grand final. But, Guitesy, all the very best. To be a fairy tale if you make it through there and able to get through to the grand final and have a victory. All the best. Enjoy the game.
Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for the chat.
I'm hoping I'm not the only parent whose kids make them feel dumb sometimes. This morning in the car on the way to school, I had a real blonde moment, even though I'm a brunette now. Memphis, I gave her and Wiley some money. They had to take money in to donate for the farmers. They had dress up like a farmer day today and
sure.
Raising money for the drought.
They looked amazing.
Anyway, I gave them $20 each and Memphis was asking me questions about the $20 note. And it started out really simply, like, where does money come from, Mum? Like, who makes it?
Corey Parker.
Hey, I work full-time too now, Benny. And I kind of, it took me a minute and I went, well, it comes from the banks, babe, but the people that make it are like the people that work at the mint. She's like, what's a mint? I'm like, it's a place where people make money.
Something you have after dinner, love.
She said, where does the mint, like, where is the mint? And I was like, I couldn't even think of where the mint is. Where is the mint that makes the money?
Canberra.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's in Canberra. But
is there just one mint?
Yes.
Yeah.
National mint.
The Royal Australian Mint.
Yeah. So each, okay.
Right. Literally, you must have never been to Canberra because I've got to tell you.
I went into a Sydney Canberra trip in grade six.
You obviously won't pay attention.
Mate, I'm a mother of four kids. I don't remember what I wore yesterday, let alone what I learned in grade
six. Just check your Instagram.
Anyway, so I felt really stupid. And then she kept asking me questions. And she said, well, who's this guy on the front of it? And I was like, I don't know. Does it tell you? So I'm like trying to read the note, John Flynn, but there was a plane and I went, oh, he must have like built the first plane or something.
He works for Qantas.
He flew around Australia and then
he flies the plane to the place that makes the money, which is in Kalgoorlie. And then he flies it back
refinery.
To us.
That's a nickel refinery.
Yeah.
Got worse and worse as the conversation went on, and I couldn't even dig a hole to lie my way out of it. Like, it just was I felt stupid.
She's probably going to go to school, be all proud of herself. I've got a thing for show and tell here. I've got a $20 note. I'm going to donate it to the farmers. Now, the interesting thing about this is it comes from Kalgoorlie, and it's actually on the front there is, Steve Irwin's on one side, but this guy here, he's the guy that invented aeroplanes.
Then there's some other lady on the other side. I've got no idea who she is either, some treasurer of some state or secretary of this treasury state.
That's Don Bradman's missus.
And then the one that really, that I thought was relatively simple was why they coloured, like, the way they're coloured, why is it red? And I was like, well, it's the colour of the dirt, darling, which is, like,
oh my God.
The centre of Australia, God. You know, like the red dust out in the country, in the outback.
Why do you admit to this?
I was like, I felt really stupid. Like, sometimes I feel silly because they come home with homework and I've kind of got to rack my brain about, you know, what photosynthesis means again. But, like, I should know about the history of Australian
Not
money.
Not really. I mean, I don't know why money's red, but, you know, you should have told her, look, Ayers Rock's where the $20 are stored, and that's why it's the same colour as Ayers Rock. Margo, about 3 or 4 weeks ago or so, Coralie had two friends over, and they're in grade seven, and they're both nippers of mine. Mm-hmm. So they're in Northcliffe Surf Club. So I've known them for years, and they were doing homework. And they were just fascinated at how dumb I was because they were asking me questions from grade seven and I couldn't answer one of them. And they couldn't believe. I got one for you though. This stumped me. I remember Coralie one day, this is a few years ago, we're driving to school. She turns to me and she goes, Dad, why is the sky blue? And I went, don't know. No idea.
Is it a reflection of the water?
Yeah, you know what? I Googled it on the way to school and I started reading it direct from the Wikipedia.
Is that right?
No, it's not. It's nothing to do with the water. It's to do with your eyes or something. I can't even remember. No, it happens all the time, though, where kids ask questions where you have no answer for them.
And you should probably know the answer.
Yeah.
Because then what did I learn at school?
So the thing about it is there's a lot of things that they're teaching the kids that they never taught us. So we can't be blamed for not knowing everything. Like,
Have you been stumped?
Oh, mate, every day. Mate, you try and do a 13-year-old's maths homework. I have no idea.
I can't do a 7-year-old's, mate.
Yeah, well, it's not easy.
Okay, well, now I don't feel so bad. I always love coming in, sitting here and sharing my stories Margo, with you blokes. You make me feel lots better about myself.
We knew where the mint was.
Yeah, and we know who John Flynn is.
Another podcast done with Triple M's Rush Hour, and we think we got it right. For the tools you need to get the job done right the first time, Irwin Tools. Available at Bunnings Warehouse. We'll